We'd have to bring it like a couch in. I'm not gonna sit like this for 8 hours of college football.
Bring some bar stools in.
Irish.
This chair is phenomenal.
It's game day, Steve.
It's a comfy chair.
Yeah.
It really is great. But even in that chair, you can only get maybe 4 hours of college football done.
That's a lot.
And then you got to lay down.
That's why, yeah.
you need to elevate the legs.
You got to lay down for the 8 o'clock games.
Okay.
Especially Notre Dame Stanford's going to be a nice, boring one.
Wait. My new friend is watching.
Is this? I guess this is working.
The games today.
Your new friend is watching football today?
I'm making all sorts of friends at this country club.
You're making friends at the country club.
They're just like very.
So
like,
you made a friend at the country club today, and they told you they were going to watch college football later.
Today was the first time. Are we?
We're recording.
We are recording.
Yes, hopefully. We weren't. This is not the first time that we've played. This was the first time we scheduled to play together.
And you guys set that up. You said, hey, do you want to play together?
Yes. Yeah, because it is actually, you could, if you're playing with people that aren't, you know, like man, they're like man children or stuff like that, like you could play with like real bummer of people.
What do you mean by a man child?
Like grown men that get like really upset when they start playing poorly.
Oh,
that
God. That'd be really fucking uncomfortable. I thought you meant dudes that were out there having fun.
No.
Drinking a little.
No. Like,
do they forbid that at your country club?
No. Some guys very much do that.
Get fucking hammered.
Of course, that's not me.
I'd love it. You'd have such a golf's fun when you're drunk.
No.
It is for a little bit, and then your game falls apart.
Yeah.
I feel like one of my favorite stories of all time was you not playing and getting drunk with your buddies.
And my friends talking shit to them
the whole time.
My friends had a very serious golf competition. They split into two teams, and then me and my one friend O'Leary, who wasn't playing, just drove a golf cart back and forth watching them and just getting hammered, just screaming at them while they were playing. They got like really, they became man children.
Fuck my fucking backswing, dude.
Like, shut the fuck up. You hit like a 120. They for real shot like 120s. Yeah. And I was like, you can't be upset.
Yeah, that's it. Yeah, like
you just put the cart in reverse during the backswing. It's so good.
That is the most, the backswing thing drives me crazy. Especially when I've never played with anyone who's nearly good enough
to be upset.
To justify. Yeah. It's like you're not that focused,
and you're not that good.
Yeah,
but for that noise, you would have no. So yes. Anyway,
you made a friend.
I did. And he lived up to expectations.
And he's cool.
Yeah, he's just like cool. He's got, I have like one other friend that I made
there. More friends.
Yeah. So tomorrow I'm gonna.
Country club's like a dog park for fucking weirdos. You're meeting friends?
No. They're all just like normal, you know? Yeah, so.
No, hold on. What were you saying before we got started about, you said something about sex?
Oh, well, because you were talking about.
Tim Walz.
Oh, Tim Walz being called a pedophile on the internet today.
So what is that story? I don't know.
I don't think it sounds like it's just a tweet, so you never know. I would say it's definitely not true, but.
Who knows?
It's those guys seemed fucking serious.
He's got a little bit of that face going on.
That's a tough one.
I don't subscribe to that at all because I feel like I have that face going
on.
No, you don't.
If you were chubby, yeah.
No.
If you were chubby, you'd look fucked up.
Yeah.
You got like dark eyelashes.
Yeah.
He looks like you're wearing eyeliner. You look fucking insane.
I know. People, like occasionally I get accused of that very seriously.
Of what?
Wearing eyeliner.
Oh, no.
And there's no talking somebody out of that.
Yeah.
This guy, here's the source.
Do you pour water on it? What do you do?
You can't. You just go like, dude, I'm not. But then you also don't want to justify, you know?
Right. Yeah. Feed into it.
This guy said, okay, Tim, I guess now would be a good time to drop my October surprise. You remember him, right? The real person you walked away, the real reason you walked away from teaching. The kid who spent the night at your home. The one you went to the gay bar with. The reason the school board had a meeting about you. What do you think, Tim? Should I drop that now or should I wait another week or so? You know the student you were having sex with, the male student you were having sex with? They don't call you Touchdown Timmy because you were the football coach. Oh, wait, you lied about that also. You were the assistant coach. What do you think, Tim? You remember the Indigo Girls concert, right? The gay bar, spending the night, and of course the school board meeting? I think it's time, Tim. Touchdown Timmy. You were touchy, all right. Did I write this? This is really good.
Who was that? Like a score?
Oh, you guys just rewinding your special and figuring out how to write it.
This that was from the very reliable Black Insurrectionist. I follow back Patriots. That's a reliable source.
Does he follow you?
No, I don't know. I didn't check. Although he might have got a follow from me after this. That's fucking quality work. Touchdown, Timmy. But he's right. That is the one thing that bothered me. What? Stealing head coach valor is crazy.
He said he was a head coach and he was assistant?
Yeah, he was assistant. He was a high school assistant football coach.
Maybe.
You want to put one of those guys at the White House? Those are literally the biggest retards.
Wait, Tim Walz?
Yeah,
Tim Walz. Oh, the vice president.
Yes.
Not yet, liberal. You
seem to be vice president.
Oh, yeah. I forgot your red pill. Gary's his
base. I thought you guys were talking about like a coach for a football team.
No.
We're talking about touchdown Timmy Walz.
Yeah. Gotcha.
He was a coach for a football team, and he led them to the state championship. Video. It was an offensive-driven. He's an offensive coordinator?
They made this video where it looks like he was the coach.
Oh no, cat.
Oh, sorry, this is not good for podcasting, but watch.
Oh, look at that ball spin.
They found the one clip of him
touching kids
like he won. Like he was the coach.
He did. Maybe the head coach was just kind of a figurehead. You know, he was like late days Paterno.
You think it was gay?
I guess it might have been exactly. Walked right into that one.
You think a gay pedophile could have been the defensive coordinator? Touchdown, Timmy Walz. That's a tough allegation.
Was he the D coordinator?
I don't know. I hope not, for his sake. Little Sandusky action for you.
What does a head coach do? A football team.
It depends on what they. It varies.
Okay.
Sometimes they're the play callers. Sometimes they call the defense. Sometimes they don't do either, and they just kind of make the final call on things.
Interesting. So,
like, I don't know. I don't know if Marcus Freeman for Notre Dame calls
plays
at all.
I think
he is Denbrock on offense and Golden.
Right.
He probably helps with the defense anyway.
I thought he took over last year or something, calling defensive plays or something.
No, I don't think. Al Golden's pretty good.
Yeah.
Yeah. Now, what was the sexual thing, Steven? Because we were talking about Timmy Walz being possibly a gay pedophile.
Right. What I was saying, because you had mentioned that there was some...
I think he was taking an LGBT club from his high school to China with him on some trips, allegedly. These are all crazy allegations.
He's going to Thailand. These are all from LGBTQ.
What was it? Black Patriot?
Black
Insurrectionist. Sick name.
I was saying that it's very hard to not fool yourself into what you're doing to have sex with people. That didn't come out right.
Yeah, yeah. Not trick yourself.
To not lie to yourself about what your actual motives are to really, it's like, I'm trying to have sex with somebody.
Yeah.
And then you've got all this other stuff.
The only thing I can do is put together an LGBT club taking the fucking China. Yeah, I hear you. You're like, I'm doing this is a good thing.
Yeah,
I'm doing.
Yeah.
Just in the
I'm
back
going
of your
to
head.
A woman's
like,
march.
Ah. And then you go,
and you hear that in the back of your head and you go, no.
Yeah.
That's not me.
That face. So I don't know, I was gonna have sex or what?
He gave me the news that his girlfriend was coming to visit.
Yeah, so I was
a little conjugal,
and then he just kept making that face to me.
Did you see that?
Trying to burn it just in between takes.
I was like, when you're performing oral sex, I said, Steven, are you going to perform?
I think you were getting makeup put on you, too.
Yeah. I go, Steven, are you going to perform oral sex tonight? And he was like, yes. I was like, ew, Steven. I was like, when you're doing it, I want you to see this face.
But you powered through.
And no, I didn't even power through. I totally forgot about it because I was so. And then after I was coming out of the bathroom, I was like, yes. Because then I thought about it.
And the woman heard.
Yeah.
When you were cleaning
she
up.
She said, why did you just say yes?
Yeah, I explained it. And then,
dude, when you're cleaning up the mess. Ew,
yeah. Oh. Do you remember the story about Matt, like how you found out that he got a fleshlight, which was like,
you guys were
sitting and then there's UPS showed up and he was like, yes.
I go, what's that? He goes, nothing. Then he ran to the door and goes, I got a fleshlight. I got two of them. Do you want one? I was like, yeah, dude, that's great.
Just him playing buy one, hand. Get one free.
And then we both went to our chambers, and when we emerged, we both kind of quietly were like, this is too powerful.
It's too powerful.